In today's episode, we are going to be shuffling the cards in the name of the one and only legendary Miss Britney Spears. So unless you live under a rock right now, you know that there is a ton of stuff going on. She's been through 13 years of absolute hell. This is a historic time in history for Miss Britney, and her family has totally hurt her and stole from her and controlled her and not allowed to even go get a coffee by herself. She didn't have a door on her bedroom at the center. And this is what she said in her court testimony. She was put in a mental health facility against her will and drugged. And I have a lot of respect for Britney Spears. I've always been a very big fan of hers since Baby One More Time. Like, there's just so many horror stories that have come out and are coming out, just pouring out day by day. I went through an abusive relationship when I discovered Britney, and the only thing that actually got me through it and helped me be distracted and focus and just feel some kind of joy was Britney. Like, I was obsessed with Britney. I wanted to be Britney Spears. I even starved myself to try to have a body like her. But of course, I mean, she has a legendary body. She was a total athlete and she's just fit to the T. And she was such an amazing sparkle in the world of music in the 2000s. And she's the ultimate Pop-Tart. I think she's the best female pop artist of all time. Everything was Britney, Britney, Britney. I memorized all her songs and videos and the dance moves. She has that unique voice, that pop voice. And like, I tried to have hair like her and dress like her and like that yeah, 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 yeah. You know, she has that thing going on. And I just love her and I'm so proud of her for coming out finally and just saying, you know what, screw it. I don't care anymore. It's either I get my freedom or I'm going to take whatever punishment they're going to give me. Things are looking better in her favor and she's looking more positive in her Instagram videos. In today's video, for instance, she had like tattoos painted all over her body and it was giving me toxic vibes. Like, you know, the toxic video where she was nude and covered in the diamonds. And she had that like hair flip and those movements. And she looked like she had more of her confidence back. She looked very happy. And she wanted to be doing it. Not like, you know, in the Femme Fatale tour. It was like she was just thrown on the stage. And she was just drugged out of it. And there was no spirit in her dance moves or in her performing. It just wasn't the Britney Spears that we knew. She was just so drugged and controlled and forced that she lost her sparkle. But things are starting to turn around for her. There was no light in her eyes anymore. Like, her eyes look different. Her looks even changed. And like, I'm noticing that everything's starting to come back. She's like being awoken from the dead almost. It's like they poked her away. It was just like a natural ability for her to be sexy and be the pop star and entertaining, and there was always juicy gossip, and she couldn't be who she wanted to be. She couldn't show us who she really was, and she was always most successful when she was herself. She was very creative. You know, she just kept everything going and she was so fun, and she was the 2000s. She was definitely one of those it girls, like, you know, along with Paris and Lindsay and Nicole Richie, like all that crowd. It was just such a fun time, and I've been getting a lot of memories. Her dance moves on those videos she posts on Instagram are just starting to remind me more of her old dancing, especially today when she, it was like, to me, it brought back memories of Toxic, like I said, with the hair flipping and some of the moves. But it's a lot of fun. Her Instagram is definitely my favorite and the most interesting of all the Instagram pages that I follow. And nostalgia, just thinking about it, because all this Britney stuff is coming up. and all of her old performances and pictures are popping up, and I absolutely love it. It's bringing back so many memories. So I'm doing a 4-card spread, and I just want to get a feel of how she feels right now at this very moment. What's going on in her head? What kind of turmoil is she feeling? What's going on around her? And that's why I decided to dedicate my first episode to Britney. All those kind of things. It's a lot more modern. The Modern Witch Tarot Deck by Lisa Stirl. And this is a really fun, colorful deck. I'm doing the 4-card spread, and I'm using then like the Rider-Waite deck. It's cute. There's a lot of like bright pinks and bright colors, and the pictures are more modern. Like you see laptop computers and every sort of fashion that there ever could be at this moment in time. So it's a little bit easier, you know, to decipher some of the meanings of the cards if you're a beginner. This is a great deck to get and get familiar with some of the cards. So I did a 4-card spread, and I got all reversals for Britney. So that's not a bad thing, though. You might be thinking, oh no, reversals. But no, there's some negative cards that have been reversed, and it all comes together. It's not a bad thing. There's a lot going on for her right now. She's obviously in a lot of turmoil. And the first card I got is the 10 of Wands in reverse. If you don't know what the card looks like, it's a lady and she has all these wooden sticks and she's trying to carry them, and it's like a heavy burden, you know? And the card's reversed, so it just goes to show to me, I feel like Britney feels like she got relief from being forced to work. So she just feels so much lighter, and like all that dark energy is like seeping out, and a heavy burden lifted, the light's coming in. So she just feels so relieved that the burden is lifted with this 10 of Wands. But maybe now with things turning around, she's going to do what she wants. Maybe she'll move to Louisiana, or maybe she'll move. She could ever probably get back to where she was at one point in her life. And I'm pretty sure she always wanted to be more normal than a celebrity. And it's so sad that she never had that opportunity. And she was like carrying a burden for so long, and she never thought that to England or the Turquoise or Hawaii, because she loves beaches and vacations. And I'd be very happy for her, whatever she decided to do, if she retires, if she goes on with her thing. I just want her to be happy because she gave so much to me, and I want her to get all that back to what she gave to so many other people. So I'm happy to see that she's got a big burden lifted off her shoulders right now with the 10 of Wands, because she got the new lawyer and she's been able to speak out. She's got some stuff off her chest that were weighing her down and making her energy heavy and dark. That's turning around now, and she's getting hope again. The second card I got is the Page of Wands in reverse. Like I said, they were all reversals. There may be some mood changes, and that's totally to be expected, and tantrums. Like, she's probably releasing a lot of anger out right now, and that's good that that's coming out. And she's like distracted with everything going on. Maybe she's just getting access to her own social media and free information, and she's just like, wow, I can't believe how much I missed because I got access to everything I want. Maybe she's in that mode now. And she's just so overwhelmed with it, and it's very distracting, and she just wants to, like, impatient, you know what I mean? And with this card, I think she might be a bit distracted, grab onto it all at once, because she's been tied up and held and restricted for so long. And so that's a big distraction for her, and like, she's just like, wow, this is a world that I've been locked away. I didn't even know this world exists. It's almost like the poor girl was in North Korea. Like, God, it's so sad what they did. And like, you know, they get a call. They can call whoever they want. Britney didn't even get that privilege. At least people in prison get to eat what they want for the most part, because Brittany was even on a restricted diet. So, like, I'm sure everything's a massive distraction for her right now. And she's impatient. She wants to get this over with. She's so done with this 13 years of just being in this conservatorship. She's so impatient. She just wants to fly through the court process. She wants no more evaluation. And we know that because she said it. She's just totally done. And she's like, I don't want to suffer anymore. I just want to go live now, because 13 years of my life have been actually taken from me. So I just want to live now while I can and enjoy every moment of freedom. And that's what I see with her getting the Page of Wands in the second card. So her obstacles are probably like the distractions and the fact that she's very impatient. And that's what the Page of Wands can represent. And the third card we have here is the... And the second card stands for obstacles. The first card, which was the Ten of Wands, is the situation. Knight of Cups, which is the recommended course of action. And the Knight of Cups in reverse. And so with that card for Brittany at this moment in time, I feel like... she's angry and lashing out, which is, like I said previously, that's totally okay. She could do that. I mean, it's going to take her a long, long time to recover. But I think she needs to, like, do more research and don't jump on impulses and be sucked back into that black hole that she's climbing out of, you know? Like, not to jump on things, do her research. She's just healing from so much pain and she's struggling right now. It's like she has a lot of anger in her. And I think, though, it's like it's being released. It's not like it's coming out instead of being stuck inside. And for the fourth card, I have the Three of Swords in reverse. So there you go. That tells you a lot there for one thing. She's getting rid of repressed emotions. She's healing. This is the Outcome card, and it's saying, you know, it's time to let go. It's time to look ahead to the many things she has ahead of her. Just put everything in the past behind her. I think that's going to be the outcome. And she's just going to do whatever she wants. And if that's retiring, or if that means going back at her career, because I know that she could totally, that, you know, she's like, and she's distracted with the Page of Wands that are standing up for her and that love her and that are willing to help her along the way. Be the biggest star out there again. There's no question about it. And she doesn't need that same management team. If she wanted to do that, to go back to work, she can get a whole new team. There's so many people out there. Three of Swords in reverse is amazing outcome. Like, of course, it's not going to be overnight and things are going to take time. And I think she's impatient, but she knows this. She's gaining courage and renewing her emotions. I feel like, you know, she's finally, like, she took one step and spoke and she felt really good about it and got good results, and she knows this. And then the second time she spoke in court, it got even better. So she's, like, renewing her confidence again. She's got the courage, you know, how her boyfriend Sam always puts up the line, the lioness, he calls her. She just got that courage now, and there's fire inside her, and nothing's going to stop her. Like, 13 years of trapped trauma, anger, no one believing you. She felt like everyone just thought she was crazy, the poor thing, and that nobody was on her side. And, you know, they were giving people her phone number, but it was the wrong phone number, and she thought they just never called her. Like, I'm sure she felt like the whole world was against her, you know? And she's just climbing out of that right now. Things can only go up from here. And I believe that Brittany is going to have a good outcome in this situation. Things are going to get a lot better. I don't know totally. I'm going to have to do a reading on him in the future, because I am curious. And I think her boyfriend Sam is a good guy either way, because I don't know if I feel 100% sure yet, so I want to do a reading on him in the future. But I know that he makes Brittany happy, and that's all that matters. So I'm glad that he does that and he gives her comfort, and I think he might have gave her the courage to speak out. And he's been speaking out on her behalf with the Free Britney t-shirts and just little hints for her fans along the way. So I think that it's almost like you've been kidnapped and you're finally released and you can go home and you're just like trying to take it all in. And you've been so traumatized that you've almost you've lost your soul. And she's becoming Britney Spears again, and she's going to be herself. And I think there's a lot of good things to come. Either whatever she does, it's going to be good for her. And that's all that matters. She's feeling a lot better. She's still struggling, of course. She got a lot of emotions going through her right now. And like I said, she got her tantrums and her moods are going up and down. She has a lot of people behind her now. And things are turned around. And that's why all these cards are in reverse. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens at her next court date. It'll be very interesting to see if her family or her management, if they get sued or charged. We'll have to see. Things are going to go up and up, like I said, guys. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Britney has been through so much. It's her time. She needs to be able to do what she wants and spend her money. And if that means blow every cent of it, then let her. It's her right. She worked so hard for it. She let her spend time with her children. Stop using her children as a bargaining chip. I'm so happy that you listened, and I want to thank you. And I'm going to continue on with these. So I'm not sure who I'm going to do next, but I will go back to Britney from time to time. And I'm going to try to keep the videos going as much as possible. So I hope you enjoyed this and have a great evening. Bye.